What's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This is Pucks and Seven with Ryan Payton and Victoria Matiash.
So for most shows that we do this, there's two people on this show regularly, Victoria and myself. Victoria was really wanting this series between Florida and Edmonton to go seven. A couple of reasons. Edmonton, certainly, I think you had Edmonton win, right?
No, okay. I had Florida.
Second thing
seven.
Is, she wanted to see another.
I had Florida in seven.
The other person, Florida in seven. Okay, the other person on this panel had Florida in six and is adamant that the season is just too long. So in that way, I'm kind of glad that it's done. Anyway, we're going to dissect what was, it turned out to be really a one-sided series, to be honest with you. Florida, the champions again, going back-to-back, Edmonton losing for the second consecutive season in the final series in the NHL. Ryan Payton, Victoria Matiash will also talk about Sam Bennett, won the Conn Smythe. That was a really close vote, actually. We'll go through the numbers, too, with that. We'll talk free agency, July 1, the NHL draft, June 27th and 28th in LA. So we'll get into that in just a bit. Let's recap, though, Vic, what did happen. The Panthers win in six games. I said this to you going into our last show together, that in the games before that game number six, three of the five games had gone to overtime. The decisive wins came with Florida winning 6-1 and then 5-2. In the games that they won decisively, they outscored Edmonton 16-4, including that final game win back in game six. In the other games, they were decided in overtime. I will maintain this for the rest of time. This series could have been done in four. It was not as close as I think many people did think.
I think we thought it was close after games one and two because they both went to overtime and Panthers won one and the Oilers won the other. So you thought it was a little bit of a carbon copy, mirror image of what was going to happen. And then after that, you're right. The Panthers took over after that and played Panthers hockey. I'll point out, Leon Draisaitl scored the opening goal in game one. Mm-hmm. The Oilers never scored the opener ever after that this entire series.
Yeah. And they what did you say last game? The key for them was to score the Evan first
and
goal.
Honestly, and it's, yeah. they didn't. And I saw because the Oilers got out to a pretty good start in game six for about 4 minutes. All right. And then I think it was Reinhardt scored the opener. And I think it was it Kachuk after that? Yeah, it was Reinhardt, then Kachuk. Mm-hmm. Even when it was 2-0, you could smell it was over. You know, just because you knew here we go again. Oilers are going to chase it again. Panthers are going to play Panthers hockey and they have no shot. So the fact that I think that's the story of the series. Would you not agree? The fact that the Oilers just got out to poor starts since game one and they were chasing it the entire time and they weren't able to play their game. That was the issue as well.
So to your point about that, yes, that was a big storyline. So here was the score after the first period of each game in the six in the Stanley Cup final. After game one, it was 2-1 Florida. Again, this is after the first 20 minutes. And game two was 3-2 Edmonton. In game three, 2-0 Florida. Game four, 3-0 Florida. Game five, 2-0 Florida. Game six, 2-0 Florida. You and I have said this time and time again. We've spoken ad nauseum about it, and everybody knows it. It's a lot easier to play with the lead than it is to chase the game. And I thought one of the most intriguing comments at the end of all this, we'll get into Edmonton in just a second, was when Connor McDavid came out after in the post-game press conference and said, we keep banging our heads, the same thing going over, the same thing time and time again. It just does not work. But give credit to the Panthers, Vic. One of the big things too with them, and I saw this morning, and I've talked about this quite a bit since the playoffs began, the high dangerness, if you will, the dangerous danger of the Florida Panthers.
The dangerosity?
That's good. They led the 25 playoffs in high danger goals with 52 and had the highest high danger shooting percentage at 30.1. So, yes, they scored some beauties. They really did. Sam Reinhardt had that gem to open up the game in game six. But at the end of it, it's the whole, whatever it is, 20 feet from the line out, that is where they did most of their damage. And so they're not going to go out and think, hey, we're going to go tic-tac-toe. No, let's get the puck to the net. We'll take a couple of bounces. We'll score in close.
Sure.
And guess what? They're champs.
And you're talking X's and O's here. I want to talk about something a little bit more intangible.
Sure.
One of the biggest difference makers this entire postseason, not just in the Stanley Cup final for me, for the speaking to the Florida Panthers' success and why they're hoisting the cup, mm-hmm. the effort that team put in to a skater, and we have talked about this already this spring, there yeah. isn't a single player on that team that ever took a shift off.
No, mm-hmm.
no gliding. Right?
Nope.
No dog nope. in it. And you would see, and you don't even blame the players at times, because just to be on 100% mm-hmm. of the time is very, very difficult.
Right? It is.
We all like to mail it in a little bit, no matter what we're doing and how much we love doing it.
Right.
They never did. That's coaching. That's the fact that they are a pure team, and they keep on saying it over and over again. They love one another. They want to be there for one another. Mm-hmm. Nobody wants to let anybody else down. So when mm-hmm. we talk all the numbers, which is a big part of it, the intangible mm-hmm. to me was they wanted it more and they had the higher compete level.
Yeah, no, I agree. And simply put, we can go through more numbers, which we will, and dissect it a bit more, but they were the better team. They were the better team, I thought, going in, and they came out and they showed they were the better team. Two mm-hmm. things, too, with that. Number one, the Panthers led for 255 minutes and 49 seconds. That's the most ever. Edmonton had the record before. It was over 250, but that was through seven games. It wasn't through six games back in 87. So they had the record through six. And I thought this, to your point about the group and how family oriented it is mm-hmm. and how friendly each person is to each other.
They adore one another.
They do. They love it. Aaron Ekblad said, and I'll quote this. He said, "I don't think we had a single meal on the road away from each other. Vinny Viola and Bill Zito picked up the tab 99% of the time." So that is a unit. That's a family. And the reason why they've repeated as cup champs. I want to talk about this quickly, though. The Panthers, they certainly got to score more than give up to win a game. They have shut down the top players in the game in the last two playoff runs. How about this? They've held McDavid in 13 games played against Connor to 4 goals in the last two seasons. Mm-hmm. They've held Kucherov off the score sheet in 10. Austin Matthews, 1 goal in 7. David Pastrnak, 1 goal in 6. Or Tammy Panarin, 1 goal in 6.
What
does that tell you?
There's a pattern there, right?
What does it tell you?
That they know how to shut down the elite players of the game. They know
incredible.
Who to go after. I think they're sitting there going, you know what? We'll let Podkolzin score against us, if that's what
sure.
how it's going to happen. But Draisaitl, not as much. He had some success. Maybe it's not the best example. But Connor McDavid, not at all, really, right?
Yeah.
So.
No. He didn't have it either. And again, congrats to the Panthers. Mm-hmm. I want to say this too about how tough players are. We know the injuries come out after every single series. And we knew this certainly for a month now about Matthew Tkachuk's injury, the tore his abductor off the bone. And then he was playing with a hernia as well. And he didn't know if he was going to play, but mm-hmm. he played every game. I'm going to say this. NBA, wake up, get some you-know-what. Paul George, he missed close to 2 months after breaking his pinky on his non-shooting hand. And you have Matthew Tkachuk with a torn hip abductor and a hernia playing hockey. They're such babies in the NBA. Babies. Sam Bennett, was he the right Conn Smythe winner? I've been waiting a couple days to say that.
No, but just the fact there was no...
There's no segue. No segue, because I'm all heated.
We could have said, you know...
Segue's on the bottom.
You know who's not a baby? Sam Bennett. How about mm-hmm. that? There's your segue. And deserved Conn Smythe winner? Would you have picked somebody else? I wouldn't.
No, I wouldn't have. And the Conn Smythe to me, number one, Brad Marchand, he came in second. So Sam Bennett won with 76 points. Brad Marchand at 68. Gustav Forsling had 1 point, by the way. So good on you, Gustav, for the Conn Smythe.
Who was number three? Was it Bobrovsky?
Sergei Bobrovsky with 10 points. So there was mm-hmm. such a gap between Marchand at second with 68 to Bob at third mm-hmm. with 10. So there was an 8-point gap between Bennett and Marchand. Here's what I say about the MVP and the Conn Smythe. Brad Marchand was sensational. He was more sensational in the Stanley Cup final. Sam Bennett was sensational in the entire four rounds of the Stanley Cup playoffs. And again, the goals are sexy. And it's not just that final series. If Bobrovsky posted like 4 shutouts or something in,
sure,
in 5 games, something like that, 6 games, well, then fine, maybe Bobrovsky. But no, I think it was Sam Bennett. You agree with that?
Absolutely. With the road goals in and of themselves. What did he have, 13 by the time it was all said?
Something like that.
It was 13 or 14 road goals. And when you're doing that, and when he contributed consistently. So you don't want to just reward a couple of explosive performances, like Sam Reinhardt had 4 goals in the final game. I know 2 of them were empty netters.
Two of them were empty net goals.
Bit like kissing your sister. I get that, but it's still 4 goals and it's still going to go down in the history books.
Sorry, hold on. A little, what?
Anyway, it's an old expression.
Okay.
And it's not quite
Is that an expression?
Yes. Mm. It's like kissing your sister. It's just not quite.
It's anyway. Okay.
Moving on. Yes, I do think he was the deserved winner for this, for sure.
Okay. So now Edmonton.
Can I fix them? Can you let me fix them first?
So what are you going to do then?
Okay. So if I'm Stan Bowman, all right, this is what I'm doing, or Jackson, whoever. I am signing, first things first, I'm signing Connor McDavid to his extension on July 2nd, whatever it is. I'm getting that business done. So that is sorted out. And all the other players in the league understand the stability of the Oilers. You got Draisaitl, you got McDavid, that's done. Whether it's 5 years or 8 years, it doesn't matter. You're going to take care of that business immediately. Then you're going to trade Evander Kane. He has a year left on his contract. He can go somewhere else. Go ahead. I'm open to interjections, please.
No, and the only interjection with that is shame on you, Evander Kane. I mean, I had him as an X factor. At the end of the game,
What happened? Did the Panthers get to him?
No, he decided not to play, Vic. It's mental with him. He decided not to play. The minutes that he played in the first couple of games, I think maybe 3, were astonishing. I remember in game 4 when I was watching, I was looking thinking, I haven't seen Evander Kane on the ice. I had to look at the bench. Oh yeah, there he is. It was like 13 minutes and change down from 19 or 20 plus in the first few games. It blew my mind. And this again, I'm sorry. Like Evander Kane, look, you're a great player when your mind's in the game and when it's in the game the right way.
It's interesting how
any team would love to have you. But when you pull that crap at the end of game 6, when you slash Tkachuk, I know you're frustrated. Everyone's frustrated. Edmonton's lost twice in a row in the Stanley Cup final. And then you're thrown out of the game, but then you don't come back to handshake. You don't come back to the handshake line. Grow up.
We all know
grow
who
up.
He
Honestly,
is.
I think that was an absolutely pathetic display and a lack of humanity. It doesn't matter what you go through. You get your you know what on the ice and you shake the hands of the team that beat you.
We all know who he is. Right?
I know.
We can't pretend to be surprised anymore. We're very familiar with who he is as a hockey player and to some degree his character as well. Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's just leave it there. Okay, Ryan, trade Evander Kane.
Yes, no, I agree. Right? I agree. There will be teams that will be interested in
plenty of suitors. He's 5 mil, Ryan. People are going to be all over that. For a single season, there's no investment. Somebody's going to be interested in that, but you get the 5 mil off the books. Okay, so you sign Connor McDavid, you trade Evander Kane, you clear up a little bit of cap. The best thing about the goaltending tandem in Edmonton right now is the fact that they're cheap. The 2 of them are $3.5 million combined.
But it's not. Stan Bowman said February 25th, 2025, he said, quote, we don't need to add a goaltender.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you do.
Well,
Stuart Skinner and Calvin Pickard are not winning you a championship.
No, you need to move. One of them can stay. One of them needs to go somewhere else, and you need to bring in another body. We can talk about how they can trade for John Gibson again, because we're trading John Gibson every single time, and I think that would be an amazing fit, to be perfectly honest. I think that would work beautifully. But you clear out the cap space of Kane, and then you can do something in between the pipes, and then they need to add depth scoring. So that's it. McDavid, trade Kane. Bring in another netminder, add a little bit of depth scoring. And because I still think that this team is right there. What would this series have looked like if Zach Hyman was healthy? That's another question. I think the Panthers win, Ryan. I still think the Panthers win, but I think it would have been more interesting down the stretch. One last note on Evander Kane. Why is he better when Zach Hyman is in the lineup, when he should be better to make up for Zach Hyman's absence? That's what I don't get.
Great point.
Right?
Great point. Yeah, great point. No, I honestly don't know. 2 other notes, too, with what happened in Edmonton. And this, you know, look, Connor McDavid is the best player in the world. But again, going back to what I said about the Panthers shutting down the top players in the game in the last couple of playoff runs, Connor McDavid in game 6 and 7 of last year, of course, they won game 6 to force a 7th, and they lost by 1. They lost in game 7. He was a +1, didn't have a single point, though, in game 6 and 7. In game 5 and 6 of this year, He was a minus five, and he had 1 point.
Right.
Credit to the Panthers. And I'll be honest, when I was watching game six, within 5-10 minutes, I'm like, McDavid does not have it. Mm-hmm. Leon Dreit, like, they are not, are they even playing? Are they even playing?
It wasn't a terribly fun hockey game altogether. No, it wasn't. Well, it was fun for the Panthers. It wasn't fun, really, for the rest of us.
A couple notes just before we head to the draft and free agency. I just want to throw these at you. The state of Florida, of course, they've won the championship in how many of the last whatever years? Four, five, six,
it's uncanny, you know. It's uncanny. Yeah, good for them.
This is my concern. In the Miami and Fort Lauderdale market, the first three games on TNT, again, the numbers always come out at the end of it. The first three games on TNT had a rating of 3.2%, 3%, and 3.2% of Southern Florida homes with TV sets that were watching the game. That means 96.8% in that market had no interest in watching the Stanley Cup final. Yet you have the best team in the game. You have two of the best teams in your state. It's a concern. It is a concern. Again, great market, that's fine, but nobody's watching the game, Vic. If you're not at the game, it seems like you're not watching the game.
I'm a little confused by it all because last year the numbers were better. And mm-hmm. I wonder if maybe it just a little bit of complacency crept in because they had won it already. So the novelty had, you know, lost
but
a bit of shine.
To 3%?
And here's 3%. Also what confounds me, because mm-hmm. I've been in that market during the Stanley Cup final, and so have you. You were right there.
It was crazy.
They're into it. Mm-hmm. They're into it. So I don't understand why the TV numbers don't translate. I don't know. Is everybody mm-hmm. at the bar watching it there? I don't quite get it. But it's a little confounding. I agree with you.
Two more that I find intriguing. Not a single player making over $10 million bucks in an AAV has ever won a Stanley Cup. No player. It's about the group, not just one single player.
That's going to change.
One?
That's going to change with the cap going up and everybody making a little bit more money. But the fact that's the case up until now, that's rather interesting as well.
Two more. Cup winners that used to play for Buffalo. Ready?
Oh, no.
Kyle Okpozo, Evan Rodriguez, mm-hmm. Jack Eichel.
Sam Reinhart.
Sam Reinhart, Braden McNabb, Brandon Montour, Ryan O'Reilly. Isn't that crazy? And it's not like we're going back 20 years. We're going back in recent memory.
So players should just sign in Buffalo, play mm-hmm. a couple of seasons, and then join a contender, and then they're going to win the Stanley Cup. That's clearly the formula.
That's it. Okay. congrats to the Panthers at the end of it. Good job. Who knows? They could maybe make it three. Bill Zito said, we'd love to try to get them all back, and Bennett and Marchant and Aaron Ekblad. We'll see. We'll do free agency in a second. The draft pick, that's coming up. June 27th, June 28th in Los Angeles. There's a lot of rumblings right now that many teams are looking at trying to trade up for someone in that top five, top seven of the draft. So this is always intriguing to me. Drafts are great, but when you get trades, that's what makes them even more exciting.
That's the pull, right? The draft class this year is fine, but it's not. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have the same sparkling assets as, you know, next year will and previous draft classes have had. So I think most of us, and that's not taking anything away from the prospects. There's going to be a good number of great hockey players coming out of this draft. That's not it. It's going to be the movement. It's going to be the transactions. Mm-hmm. And Ryan, this one feels like there's going to be some moving and shaking. Do you not get that sense?
Yeah.
It feels like teams are ornery right now. I mean, they're firing mm-hmm. coaches left, right, and center. They're annoyed of getting kicked out too early. They should feel that way, by the way. So I can see, especially after they just watched what the Florida Panthers did with Seth Jones and Brad mm-hmm. Marchand at the trade deadline, if it's going to be more through, well, not through free agency, but more through the wheeling and dealing, hey, Calgary, Florida, the Tkachuk trade. How well has that paid off for Florida? So I think we're going to see a little bit of action. I hope so, too. In addition to the draft, it's great drama.
A lot of teams are looking at, and James Hagan's name is being floating around as the consensus to go number four. Boston College, a 5'11" center, 177 pounds, again, out of BU. Mm-hmm. Boston College in NCAA. Of course, Matthew Schaefer is the consensus number one pick, and the New York Islanders have that. Speaking of names, Sam Bennett, Sam Reinhart, Gustav Forsling, Nico Mikkola, Carter Verhaeghe, and Sergei Bobrovsky. In assets, this is what they cost Florida. Jiří Kulik, Devin Levi, a 32nd pick in 26 and a 61st pick in 2022, and Emile Heineman. We can talk about state taxes being a good reason why the Panthers are doing well, but that to me is amazing work by Bill Zito.
Great management.
And the rest of it. Free agency,
mm-hmm.
July 1. So it's going to get going. Certainly there's going to be some offer sheets. There's a lot of stuff going to happen in the next little bit. Maybe we'll see some sign and trades. We don't know. But Mitch Marner, of course, he is the, I'm not going to say the most coveted free agent because I don't agree with that, but he's the sexiest name, I guess.
He's going to be the highest paid free agent.
Yeah. So what's he going to get? Is he going to get 14? Is he going to get 14?
I think somebody's going to pay him 14. 13 and a half minimum, but I think he's going to get 14. You're worth what people are willing to pay you. Do I think he's worth 14? No.
No. He's a 102-point player in the regular season. That's great. But you haven't done anything in the postseason. Interesting take on him is, does he need a complete change of scenery? And maybe he does. Maybe he does. He'll put up maybe 90, 95, 100 points, and maybe on a different team with less pressure than Toronto, he'll end up doing that. Zito said that Sam Bennett, again, he wants him back. Matthew Tkachuk said, bring up the Brinstrup. I thought he was great when he said after the game, he said, I want all these guys to make as much money as they possibly can. I love that about him. He'd love to have them back. But the reality is go get the money.
Right.
But Zito thinks that they can get Bennett back and they can get Brad Marchand back and they can maybe get Aaron Ekblad back. What I hear and see is that Ekblad, I don't think more than likely is not going to come back unless he takes a lot less term. He wants more. I think Bennett is closer and Marchand maybe 50-50. I don't know.
So of the three, Bennett, yes. The other two, no. Is that where we're sitting right now?
Yes.
I think Florida would love to have Marchand back. I don't think they're going to have the cap space to pay Marchand what other teams are going to be willing to pay. The fact that afterwards, I can't see Sam Bennett right now playing anywhere else. Okay, so there's
no, I can't either.
You're going to have to pay him too, right? Mm-hmm. Substantially. So now, if you turn to Brad Marchand, what he could command somewhere else, and I think he's also, I mean, when they talk to him on the ice after just winning the Stanley Cup, and you're saying, oh, are you looking to re-sign with this team? He's like, we'll see, you know, and that already tells me I'm going to talk to everybody. I'm going to look at all the situations. Mm-hmm. And would it not be super neat for Brad Marchand to have won a cup back in 2011 with Boston?
Mm-hmm.
14 years later, you do it as an old man, in mm-hmm. quotes, an old man with Florida. And then you go to, the Leafs, the Rangers, it doesn't matter.
Sure.
And you're in a Stanley Cup final or close to it again next year. Your legacy his legacy is already written. But I think that would just be incroyable. And I think he would think so too. And I think he's the type of player, as much fun as he had with the Panthers this offseason, I think he also relishes a challenge. And if he's given a challenge with another contender, he ain't playing in Chicago, Ryan. It's going to be somebody who has a shot. And I think he does relish that.
Well said. And he said not too long ago, too, I think before the Stanley Cup final began, when he was asked, hey, you're maybe going to entertain coming to Canada to play for one of the teams, he said, everything will be on the table. And when you get to free agency,
fascinating.
Even if you're Brad Marchand, you just won the cup, you came from Boston, you went to Florida, everyone is in love with you. I think what every free agent needs to do is they need to entertain all the options. If it means signing with the team that you just played for, fine. But see what's out there and see what's available. Remember in 2023, April 6, 2023, when Marchand went in on Bobrovsky in that game five? Remember that? Bobrovsky stopped him, then the Panthers went on to come back.
And how everything could have changed.
Yeah.
How everything could have changed. It is wild.
And then they win a cup.
Game of bounces, game of inches, and that's why we love it, because it is volatile in that sense. I mean, I suppose you could say all sports are like that, but we're talking about hockey right now, but it's literally a game of inches. It's incredible.
As we close on the 24-25 season on the ice, again, it's really going to heat up in the next little bit because we have the draft June 27, 28, and then you have free agency starting on July the 1st, and probably a couple weeks afterwards when it's still going to be busy, then it's going to shut down. That's just what happens. Oh, by the way, the season is way too long.
Okay.
We talk about that? We talk about the season being too long?
I think we both saw Pierre LeBrun's tweet the other day of how he would fix the NHL.
I agree with it.
I agree 100% with everything. 100%.
May 3rd, there's no reason to play in the middle of June, almost to the third week of June. There's no reason to play hockey in the third week of June.
So I'll summarize LeBron. Basically, kill a lot of training camp and all that. Have some. Yep. You need it. You need to warm up and figure out what you're doing. But kill a lot of it. Start in mid-September.
Mm-hmm.
Kill the All-Star game. I think we've all decided that's gone.
Mm-hmm.
the playoffs, which is what we care about most, starts earlier, and then you do have it all wrapped by May 31st. You've got the draft a couple of weeks later, free agency right free after agency. That. Yeah. And then you're not stomping all over Canada Day. Mm-hmm. I haven't been able to participate in a family friend's barbecue for 18 yeah. years. No, that's not true. 1 year because of the pandemic. Remember the weird mm-hmm. season? That I was actually able to spend time with loved ones on Canada Day for only one time in 18 years because I have to write for ESPN and cover all the transactions. Yep. So I'm sitting in my dark office when everybody else yeah. is setting off fireworks. Stop.
So, this is the biggest reason to change is because we need to have Canada Day, especially Victoria. I totally get it.
I want my hot dog.
I know you do. We'll see. Okay. So, again, we end up the 24-25 season on the ice. Lots more going to happen. Let me throw this to you. If you could pick one highlight, there's been tons. This mm-hmm. is tough. When you put this in the lineup, I thought, what the heck am I going to choose? Mm-hmm. One highlight from this 24-25 season, what stands among the on top of the rest?
Four Nations. I still think about it. It was just such a great event. I had the privilege of attending one game in person, but even just sitting on the couch and watching mm-hmm. it unfold and how good it was. I think the fact that a lot of us were pleasantly surprised at how competitive that tournament ended up mm-hmm. being, because mm-hmm. there's concerns about the injuries. Are these mm-hmm. guys really going to lay it all out there? They want to save themselves for the playoffs, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Ryan, it was amazing hockey. We were given a real treat.
There was that for sure. That's on my list. Alex Ovechkin up mm-hmm. there too.
I thought about that.
Yeah. And that just took forever to get to, obviously, for obvious reasons. But when it was done, and again, we talked about this too over the course of the season, maybe some of that kind of took so much life out of the Capitals because they didn't advance as far.
I wonder. They're not as good as we thought they were, maybe as
exactly,
well. So.
Exactly. I'm going to say the highlight for me, it has to be the Panthers. It has to be going back to back.
That's fair.
And it has to be with just the group. What I love seeing with them and what I've loved to see, and we've talked about this already, is the unity that they have. Going out to Dairy Queen. Just different things that they do. And they had a lot of fun. And at the end of it, yes, Tkachuk was hurt and a bunch of other guys had injuries. Hockey's a tough game and the Stanley Cup is the toughest to win. But when you can have fun doing something you love, that to me is, I think, one thing you got to take from the NHL this season.
It's the best. It's absolutely the best. And I don't know if you credit Paul Maurice a little bit. We're to understand that Sasha Barkov has a lot to do with the team chemistry as well. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't seem to matter who slides into that organization or not.
No.
They just instantly gel. And Bill Zito seems to understand what personalities to bring in, but it all seems to work out. So maybe now you're not just looking at numbers. You're not looking at Mitch Marner with a plus 100 points in a regular mm-hmm. season. Maybe you're also just looking at the fact that Brad Marchand at the age of 37 looked mm-hmm. faster and quicker and smarter mm-hmm. on the ice than most of the other team. Maybe that's
best thing to happen to Brad was to leave Boston. Best thing to happen to him was to leave
Boston.
He's
not regretting this.
Not at all. Are you kidding? No chance. I remember to this day, one of those moments too, when the video of NHL
we traded Marchie. Don Sweeney. Yeah.
And then you could hear a pin drop in the mm-hmm. Boston room. And then Sweeney said what they were getting back. And it was just, what? Really? Okay. So now what do we do? Best thing to happen to him. He's going to cash in. Good on him. This has been great. We'll be back because there's going to be a lot more stuff coming up when it comes to off-ice news again. The draft, end of June, free agency, July 1. Vic wants her hot dog and hopefully you'll get one after.
It's fine. I'll bring the computer out to the deck. It's fine. It's going to be exciting, but yes, NHL, move the date.
Forget about save the date. Move the date. This has been great. Again, the On Ice product is done. We'll continue doing this and we'll get some as much news as we can to you in the next couple of days. I'm sure there's going to be a lot happening. Congrats again to the Florida Panthers, your 24-25 Stanley Cup champions. Bring back time.
This has been Pucks in 7, available on the SiriusXM app and wherever you get your podcasts.